Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this live. I am so excited because today I'm going to share something very special with you. But I also want to share that I just managed to link this live to my Instagram page as I am using StreamYard to broadcast to YouTube live, but they have just added the function of also broadcasting on Instagram. So I'm not quite sure what it's going to look like for you guys on Instagram, but if you are here watching this live, please type in the comment, I'm here because it makes me so happy to be able to connect you that way. Hi, Kavanessa Lee. Oh, it's so nice to see you here. Are you watching from Instagram, Kavanessa Lee? Yes, because I usually would see you pop there. But if anyone is watching on YouTube and Instagram, welcome for all the people watching this live on the replay. Thank you as well for joining. Today is so special. Many of you have been able to receive the live transmission that I facilitated on Instagram last week about the dynamics of the 12-12 to the 22nd of December gateway. Isn't it extremely potent? I loved receiving that information so much because it has helped me understand more deeply what is actually happening on a quantum level with my body. Not only that, but after facilitating that transmission, I kept on receiving so much more information, so many downloads, that I shared more in IRIA, my school of channeling, and I also guided an activation. In IRIA, my school of channeling, I have some students that have been with me for many years now, and they said it was by far the most potent activation they had ever received. I can tell you, we were all a little bit like, what just happened right now? And it took me some time to land back on Earth. But you know what? What is fascinating about what I'm going to share today with you, channeled from my High Council of Light, and more specifically today, the Sun Beings and Ra, is an activation that is actually teaching you how to receive what is already. So we are not bringing any technology from outside in. We are not doing anything to you. And you don't need anything to yourself. It is basically this activation today is really special because you are going to be able to perceive what is already happening. And as you go there, you will feel how potent it is. You will literally feel, see, hear as much as you can with the opening a connection that you have with your psychic abilities, but you will be able to witness the miracle that you are and the quantum being that you are, and also witness how indeed you continuously co-create on an energetic level. And your human awareness has no idea about that. I received so many feedback after that live transmission about the 12-12 portal and gateway. And so many people say that it was highly beneficial because they knew they could feel that a lot was happening. But the human gets a little bit stressed and nervous, like we don't really understand that on a conscious level. So remember, me and my High Council of Light are here to share with you what is going on a quantum level, with the architecture of life, with what is happening right now with the ascension process.
It is so nice to see you. Welcome, Harmony. I always love to connect with you. Thank you very much for your email. I will reply shortly. I was also in a vortex of giving myself time to recalibrate during this portal. So thank you for your patience. If some of you sent me emails or DMs that I did not answer properly yet, it is coming. Emily, my heart is with you, dear Emily. So much love to you and your family right now. And of course, Angie, Niam, Kavanessa, so nice to see you all. I love that you're in Bali, Angie. I hope that you'll still be in Bali when I'm there. I don't know how long you intend to stay there or if you're going to go back, but I would love to see you in Bali, Angie. If you're there, I will be there from mid-March until mid-April, more or less. This transmission, as all transmission, resides in the highest level of frequencies available to us. It means that me, Sandrine, as a multidimensional being, I sit with my High Council of Light, and together we channel source frequency, a unique body of work called the Fractal Dynamic System. So if you want, me and my High Council of Light, we are the translators of that frequency. Because if I was to simply tune into the frequency that I receive, that we receive together, all that I hear are like, really weird, high-pitched sound frequency. I also perceive a gigantic shape-shifting frequency at the center of this circle, which is literally a living frequency that we are here to bring on planet Earth. I am the human translator of that frequency, and I co-create with my Oversoul network more and more consciously as I reopen this access to be able to really know myself, not only on a human level, but also on a multidimensional level. And as I see there, I co-create with many galactics, many beings of the light, angels, archangels, gods and goddesses, ascended masters, dragons, wolves, lions, dolphins, so many animals of power. Certain animals are also present there. I have some of my ancestors also sitting in that circle. And I'm sharing this because I just want to take a moment to honor them and acknowledge them. And so it is very clear that this transmission happening today is a channel transmission that is received from source directly with the highest level of love, connection, freedom, and abundance, and that it is translated by so many beings of the lights who share a common purpose, which is to help us all humans ascend into the new golden age of miracles. And I'm so grateful to be part of this High Council. I'm deeply honored and very humble as well, because many of you are interested in connecting more precisely with your spirit guides, with your High Council. Not everyone has a High Council of Light. It is a very highly organized collective mission soul. Have a High Council of Light. So if you know that you are here for a purpose, which is to help with the ascension process, most likely you have a High Council. Otherwise, every single human on the planet, of course, has many spirit guides. Many of you want to learn how to connect with them. Knowing your worth, seeing yourself as the light that you are, is one of the most important steps to embody. Because if you keep depreciating your human, if you keep self-sabotaging, if you feel unworthy, if you feel not good enough, and so on, you do not reside in the field of unconditional loving support for yourself. You think that basically you see it as hierarchy or pedestal, and you are at the bottom of it in terms of enlightenment, mastery, and so on. So of course, we play with this frequency by always seeing that we are very special and unique, but so is everyone. So we're not that special. It's always different polarities, different dynamics that we are here to embody. So we are here to remind you how powerful, multidimensional, and perfect you are. We are here to remind you that whatever happens in your life is always here for the same reason. It is to teach you to be the embodiment of the divine being that you are. You are courageous, you are powerful beyond measure, you are all the things. So the more you can rise up to the occasion of acknowledging your worth, the easier it will be to connect with your spirit guides, with your high council of light, because you will be able to speak as equal. Okay? So for today's transmission, yes, you will be there. I'm celebrating because Angie will be in Bali where I am. When I'm there as well. So if anyone is in Bali as well, mid-March to mid-April, please get in touch because I love to hang out with my community when that's possible. Let's take a moment. So for, yes. Everyone, so I received this information yesterday as I was downloading so much about what we're going to do today. And they say, bring your Ankh. So if you have an Ankh now, I'm just going to give you like 2 minutes to go grab your Ankh. I've got it here. I've got more placed on my desk because I've got many different Ankhs. I'm wearing my daughter's Ankh here. And this is very important for today's transmission. And when you take them here, you're going to supercharge them because they are keys of accelerated evolution. Ankhs have multidimensional purposes. Today, we are going to use the Ankhs. And as you wear them or as you place them on your desk during this activation today, they will be supercharged and you will be able to really co-create with them. If you do not have Ankhs, you can draw on a piece of paper, a basic drawing of the Ankh. So do that now. And so you have the paper, the image of it. You can keep it and then paste it to the wall, keep it for your meditation on your altar. It's going to be a supercharged piece of paper. The Ankh is a key. And today we're going to use this as a key to open up certain structures of our DNA so it can receive the light codes coming from the sun and the earth. The light codes from the sun and the earth come and are co-created by the earth and the sun and your soul. It is very much like, ooh, I really want to smell that unique perfume right now, or like my body really need to eat that meal right now to be fully happy, activated, and so on. So I need these different ingredients, and that basically like your soul is saying that your crystalline divine genome present within you, which has been dormant for way too long, is basically saying, for me to come to life, I would like a little bit of chili maybe, with a little bit of sugar. So basically the two ingredients that are coming together to create this unique recipe, to create this unique elixir or perfume, these elements are going to come from the sun and the earth. So the sun and the earth, as explained in the previous transmission, you can receive this activation. Now, if you did not receive the explanation, everything that I shared in the video about the dynamic of the 12 portal all the way to the 22nd. Watch it later, okay? You can still receive. Saying this, if you received it, you know, like the sun beings are co-creating with the earth. And so today we're going to perceive a light code that has been birthed through life from the sun beings and the earth co-creating in resonance with what it is that we need. They say, oops, Sandrine needs this right now because her soul has said yes to the pathway of accelerated ascension. And therefore, we're going to give her this light code. And this light code is going to go all the way to a very specific cell, penetrate the DNA, all the way to an atom. And as we will go into the atomic and subatomic structure, the light code will be literally coming into that one atom. That one atom has memories that are buried deep within our subconscious or deep within our DNA structure or oversoul network. And these memories have a lot to do with big things. Big things. And when it's big things, it is often like a field where we can have the most powerful memories, for example, lives in Atlantis as an ancient priestess, or in Lemuria as a protector, as a priest. It can be anything. It can also be normal lives in ancient civilizations where we knew what living heaven on earth was. So yes, all of us, we had like very epic, glamorous, powerful lives, but most of the time we're just like normal humans, right? Just living the life of a normal human, as we would call it. But when we were a normal human in Lemuria, in Atlantis, and we had a lot of time, freedom, love, connection, amazing technology, amazing food, really powerful alkaline water, we literally were living in a bliss state, you know, fully connected to our divine nature, connected to the stars and so on. And so many of us have lives like that. And these lives still exist within our multidimensional network. Only these lives are dormant, meaning that we don't really have a connection with them. So as a human here, many of us wonder, how is it even possible to live like that? We will never be in a peaceful world. Human cannot coexist like this. We have no physical material representation of what living in a golden age might be like. But many of you, and if not even all of you here, because you're attracted to this content, you actually experience that. You actually were living in golden civilizations, and because there's no time and space reality, you're still living there. And therefore, you can tap more and more consciously in these memories to feel what it feels like to have a perfectly regulated nervous system, a healthy, vibrant body, an amazing community of like-minded people, divine union, abundance, health, freedom, healthy use of technology. We need you to remember, because when you remember, you can feel what it feels like to live as a free, sovereign, divine being of the light, being uniquely you in community. But you can also step up to be the guiding force, the guiding light that you came here to be. And now we need you. We need all of us, because all of us, we came here as a wave of powerful dragon warriors and light workers and mission soul. We came through different waves to basically swollen, you know, like ingest all of the dark forces, alchemize all the dark forces, just like this, to activate the timeline of the new earth. And this happens when we all choose to say, yes, I accept, I receive more of me. Yes, I accept my highest destiny on this planet. I can do it. I was born to do that. Bring it on. And the activations of this portal are all about that. They are all about how ready are you to truly remember who you are. And here, there is a word of warning. You need to have a very strong backbone, because sometimes these pockets of life, what's being awoken inside of us, also has a dark side, trauma inflicted to us and our families and our communities, but also trauma that we might have inflicted, because flash news, not all, like all of us, we also had lives as part of the experiment of lower realms, dark energy. And it's fine. Sometimes we did it for one life. Sometimes we did it for hundreds of lives. It does not matter. We did that to collect data, to know what it feels like. So when it felt like crap to be a frequency that plays in with the darker realm, we would say, be like, no, thank you very much. I much rather evolve through love and light, which is what you are doing. And you know what? When you can reawaken those memories, what happens? It's very much like a spy that goes into like a gang and who lives there. They know the rule, they know what they do. So it is very easy to bring it down. So a lot of us, we actually chose to experiment in the dark side for a long time. So we would be collecting data. So today we would know how to dismantle it more easily. Isn't it amazing? So really allow yourself to open up, to remember who you are, because what you will find is only light. It is only love. It is only courage, compassion. And if it's not that, dig deeper, because behind all the shadows, behind all the traumas, there is always light. There is always, I just want to live happy. And I want humans to live happy with me. So this activation today will be about that, will be about bringing the ink into a special atom, opening things up to allow this light code to come in. And this one light code is going to come into this one atom, reconnecting. So basically that one atom has stopped emitting the frequency of that life, of that coded database, if you want, that library. And once the ink opens up that library, the information gets shared with other atoms. So the cell starts emanating the memories. The cell is going to start speaking, because the crystalline divine genome, the sequence that is coded to emit this knowledge, to be able to, for example, increase telepathic, psychic abilities, channeling, healing, but also power, courage, unconditional faith. All of that is going to be speaking within the crystalline divine genome that has been reactivated. And therefore, all the cells are going to communicate the good news of that remembrance to all other cells. And so therefore, your entire physical vessel carries very high frequency, new information of great importance for your purpose, for your leadership, for your embodiment of your sovereign multidimensionality. Know yourself and you will know everything. You will be enlightened. You will be a master. This is not, of course, like we know that ancient civilizations, they knew quite a fair deal about ascension and enlightenment, right? So the fact that know thyself is one of the most important sentences of all. It was written in Delphi, before people would go and ask the Pythia for her predictions, for psychic readings, they already received the answer, know yourself. And you won't have to ask any questions to anyone, not even your spirit guides, because all the questions will be internally directed, all the answers will be internally given, which is the most potent way to channel. Is always to channel the higher inner guidance flowing through you from God's source, knowing that your spirit guides are helping you to translate that, because your human consciousness right now cannot understand that, because we have been programmed and formatted to think that we are small and limited and linear. How exciting! Today is the rebirth of your multidimensionality. Today, you are going to receive more of you. This process that we are going to go into now describes what is already happening. So you see it. Even if you did not do this activation, you didn't use the ink or anything like that, it will be happening. Only it would be slower, it would be unconscious, and it would trigger more pain, headaches, feeling lost, dizzy, emotional, and so on. When you understand this process consciously, it shifts your alignment. It shifts your consciousness. You are more aligned to what is, who you are already, what is happening to you already, understanding that this process is irreversible. It is happening anyway. And that you are conscious about it. It is just about relaxing. Because when you relax, remember, the call of your DNA opens up and it allows the codes, the light codes, to penetrate this DNA more easily, but also to the DNA to remember its true nature of being crystalline and carrying very important data, memories, if you prefer, for this current incarnation. All of this process happens day and night. For some of us, it might happen at 20%. For some of us, it happens at 80, 90, even 100% of our capacity. symptoms are feeling really disconnected to planet Earth, waking up in the morning feeling like, oh, it's just like, okay, so I'm on planet Earth right now. This is my reality, feeling hangover. It's like energetic hangover. You had literally no drugs and alcohol, but you still feel that this kind of sensation, feeling extreme exhaustion, tiredness, not wanting to see anyone, or on the opposite, like me just before, so hyperactive, really chatty. My daughter noticed. It was like, oh, what's going on? It's like, this energy is flowing through me. I need to channel it. So if there is a lot of like energy flowing through you and downloads, express it. Express them in safe spaces. You can write them down, share with your friends, speak, you know, recount, find an outlet for what is flowing through you. So all of that might be some of the symptoms that you are experiencing, okay? After today's activation, it will feel more potent because you were conscious witnessing what's already happening. And you were more also playing with it yourself as a master creator of your reality, of your own experience. So you might feel again any of these symptoms. Drink a lot of water. Create time to rest for ascension. Time for ascension, literally. This weekend, I spent a lot of time sleeping, lazing around. I also went to do a Kempo ceremony, which cleared a lot of my field. It was amazing. So do what's necessary so you support your body during this amazing time. And if you receive this transmission after the 22nd of December 2023, which is when this gateway closes, it will still be highly valuable because this is still part of the process that happens for many of us in terms of quantum surgery, of the architecture of reawakening dormant memories. So you can still totally receive it and keep on doing it as often as you like and witness for yourself what is already happening for you. Great? If you have any questions, let me know. So nice to see you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's all take a few breaths. I trust that you are wearing your anks, that you have drawn an ank on a piece of paper to be fully charged, or that your anks are placed on your desk. As you connect now, feel your column of ascension connecting your heart all the way to the heart of the earth. And we ask and request that this connection is anchored into the highest level of frequencies of 5D ascended earth and above. We thank the earth for being fully present today. Thank you, Mother Gaia, for opening yourself up to co-creating with us for our ascension. We are so grateful to be present in physicality with you right now. Thank you for this body. Thank you for this life. Thank you for the elements. We bless the fire. We bless the air. We bless the earth. We bless the water and we bless the ether. Thank you, elements, for co-creating with us today. From your heart, you also perceive the connection going all the way up through the crown of the head, connecting you to your oversoul network. Take a breath as you connect to the bigger frequency that you are beyond this time and space reality. And continue drawing this connection higher and higher into the infinite void of nothing where all potentials reside. There you feel that you are connecting to the heart womb of Source Consciousness, Sophia Christ. And as you connect there, you might perceive an electrifying sensation rippling through your skin. And as we connect, we thank ourselves for being fully present as sovereign divine being of the light in this current reality. We also welcome the sun, and we feel the sun present in our field right now. Perceive and visualize the sun in front of you. And you can feel many rays of the sun shining on your skin and your hair, and it feels perfect and delicious. And the rays of the sun become one gigantic ray of light, like a gigantic tunnel of light. And you find yourself fully present in this tunnel of light. So you perceive the light of the sun everywhere in front of you, to your right and your left and behind you, underneath you and above you. It's like this one gigantic ray has become a tunnel of light, of sun codes, and you are fully present within the sun codes. We welcome the presence of Ra, and we also welcome the presence of the divine Hathor, they are here as supervisor of this activation. Just let's say like that. Welcome Ra, welcome Hathor, and welcome you and your team. Welcome the earth and the sun. Now that you are fully present within this powerful vortex of light flowing from the sun, you can perceive that within this gigantic tunnel of light, within this ray, there are thousands and thousands of tiny sun beings. You might perceive them as little dancing flames or tiny, they're like tiny, tiny little stick people, or often of a yellow, orangey, or bright orange color. We welcome them as they are here to help with this activation. They are always present at the moment. They come from the specific solar flares that we are experiencing right now, we are receiving. Now, please connect with the earth and perceive that many of these little sun beings are dancing on the earth. And as they dance on the earth activates. And you perceive that these little sun beings dance in a special geometry. And that the earth, it's like there is this neon light coming from the earth. So it's like a part of the earth, like it could be the grass and the soil. As the sun beings dance on top of it, it becomes like this beautiful light code. And this light code is present in front of you. Perceive it, refine your channeling abilities to perceive this light code. And now feel and visualize that you are drawing your gaze inwards and you start looking inside the headspace. And as you look inside the headspace, ask your body, where do I need to go right now? And your body is going to say, oh, it can be anywhere. You say, there, go there. And find yourself going inside your body. You intuitively know where to go. Don't overthink this. Just go there. And as you go in that area, ask your body to show you one cell. And this one cell is going to be like a bubble. And you want to penetrate that one cell, that bubble. And as you penetrate that one cell, you will see that there's lots of DNA strands there. Perceive a DNA strand and without thinking, just enter it. And as you enter it, you will find yourself going straight into an atom. And as you penetrate this atom now, you find yourself standing on the nuclei of the atom, which is a bit like the earth. And around pops the electron, which is a bit like the sun. And you will realize that the movement of this sun, this electron within this atom seems random, yet there is nothing random about it. It is moving exactly where it needs to be moving to create a specific portal for you to open up to bring the light code in. So now we would love for you to feel your ankh in your hand, your right hand. Imagine that you are holding an ankh in your right hand and you're holding it by the bottom foot, I would call it. So the loop is at the top, the arms to the side, and you're just holding it from the bottom. And now you, we would love to invite you to raise the hand above your head as you stand on the nuclei of this atom. And as you raise the hand above your head using your right hand, we want you to place your left hand with the palm of the hand facing down on this atom, on this nuclei, this small planet. And as you do that, you know, gonna hold the left hand down, palm of the hand connecting the hand up. We would love for you to perceive that you are generating a very powerful energetic current between above and below. You're going to take three breaths. And as you take three breaths, you're going to perceive, feel, and visualize that the Ankh is literally connecting to a very specific space within the atom, and that the electron is going to pop there and stay there just for a moment. So it's going to stop popping, and just the electron is going to be fixed and the portal will therefore open. So let's take a breath in all the way up. Exhale deeply. And you're going to take two more breaths. And as you do that, we want you to feel that you are supercharging your body with electromagnetism, with electricity. So you are generating this energy and you feel that it is coming from the nuclei below, drawing to the left hand through the heart center, connecting to the Ankh. And then at the end of the last exhale, pause, and you're going to imagine, perceive, and visualize that you are becoming a gigantic sun yourself, and the Ankh is like radiating this gigantic, like, boom, you are blasting this space, and shoop, you see now in front of you this gigantic sun, this electron. And what happens is that as you stand there, you and the Ankh are radiating this gigantic field of light, very much like the tunnel of the sun that you received on a macrocosmic level. Here within this microcosm, you are recreating that as a quantum divine being of the light. You are now standing and you're saying, I create this portal to access more of me. I say, yes, I accept, I receive more of me. Yes, 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 yes. And as you do that, you perceive this gigantic explosion of light within this atom. And you witness now that there is a gigantic column of ascension that this atom is generating. And the Ankh amplifies this energy. And you feel the energy radiating through your arm, through your heart, through your body. The heat is increasing and it is generating this gigantic pillar of light. And now invite the light codes that you have received on a macrocosmic level to come and penetrate this microcosm, this subatomic level. So welcome the atom. The atom is going to descend or come from another direction through the light. And you're going to receive it in this atom. And it is now present inside within this infinite void of your own atom. You can perceive this beautiful code of light. And you are going to breathe, breathe with your entire body. And one more time, say, yes, I accept, I receive more of me. Because this light code is a key of remembrance. The Ankh was a key to really open your conscious ability to receive this light code. So it is effortless. The reception of this very light code is effortless. And now it is coming to be fully received and accepted by you. So now bring the Ankh down and place it inside your heart. Perceive the shift happening on an energetic level. And you are going to feel that there is a blast of light as you get Basically, you come out of the atom and you find yourself within the cell, the entire cell. And now you can witness this genome of your DNA coming fully to life. So you can start seeing like electricity running, this electromagnetic field of your electron buzzing so much that it is activating all of these DNA strands, this unique genome that has a very specific structure. It is a very specific connection to one of your past lives or alternate realities, which is very important for you right now. Important for your ascension, for your leadership, for the amplification of your purpose, for the manifestation of your highest reality. And now you see that this is becoming really bright and crystalline, and you witness that as you witness the cell coming to life. Now you zoom out of the cell and you see that the cell starts speaking the good news of this remembrance to all the neighboring cells. And as the communication system works very fast, because you know what? The age of Aquarius, this is this, my friend, on a quantum level, this is the ability that you have to recalibrate yourself for receiving effortless instant information about the truth of your own sovereign divinity, that you are unshakable, a force to be reckoned with, that you came here for a reason, that you are multidimensional, infinite, and eternal. The Aquarius age of extreme processing of information is this. This happens on a microcosmic level as well as on a macrocosmic level. Witness this now and rejoice. Rejoice in the knowing that healing is super fast. Ascension is effortless. It doesn't take a year. It takes a split second of conscious awareness. This is what's happening to you now. So witness all the cells singing together the songs of your ascension, the songs of the new frequency that you are vibrating from now, connecting this information to your entire body. Now zoom out, go back fully present in your body, and just as the human being that you are now, feel and perceive electromagnetic field shifting, all of this electricity coming from the cells communicating with one another. Hathor says, feel in every part of the body. If some part of your body have been presenting more challenges than other, there is more pain, more inflammation, more density, really feel it there. Feel fast electrifying sensation of communication. The cells communicate. Feel the songs of your soul singing all together as one in unison. Stay with this as your entire physical system is recalibrating right now. There's also full recalibration of emotional system. So you have better understanding of your emotions, you know, how to handle your emotions as emotions at what generates reality. It is not so much thoughts that create a reality. It is actually our emotions because they have the charge, the electric charge that is needed to pull things out of the quantum. Emotions magnetize, not thoughts. And then we also have, of course, rewiring of thought patterns, because this here activation that you're experiencing right now is rewiring your brain in many ways. So perceive a lot of electricity, neurons firing as new neural pathways are created and outdated ones are dismantled. Just a little longer here. And there is, of course, recalibration of your spiritual system because it brings more memories about amazing lives in alternate realities on planet Earth or also in other star systems, other galaxies. And then from this place, perceive as a whole that you are one gigantic sun. you are radiating a lot of golden light, and this golden light is present within each and every one of your cells, but it is also harmoniously radiating everywhere around you. You are the sun. You are the angel. You are the one you have been waiting for all your life. We, as a collective, as a community, we are the wave that we have been waiting for. We are all rising together. So feel and perceive that you are the sun. But as you look around planet Earth, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of suns also shining. You are not alone. Many of us are coming back to remembering that we know each other already. We are a community, and we are here to join forces. Not against something, but for something. We are joining forces for love. We are joining forces for light. We are joining forces for union, unity, peace, joy, pleasure, happiness, abundance, freedom, connection, all the things. Breathe into this. Feel your Ankh fully charged with the frequency of the sun. This will help you remember that you are a sun, that you are a light. You are a light, no matter how much your human believes it, how much proof you have of it. Even if you don't have millions on your bank account, if you don't lead a movement of thousands of people, if you are not changing anything on a physical level that your mind will try to trick you into thinking that you're not that light, there is no proof of it. You will know. It will be so much easier for you to just know it, to feel it, to know that there is nothing that you need to be doing to be that light, that sun. It's just about feeling that you are and living a good human life. And this good human life might be being a mother, traveling around, enjoying life. And in that embodiment of joy and connection everywhere you go, you anchor that light in everything that you do. All the mundane activities that humans do are spiritual activities as well. May you remember the truth of your divinity, that you always shine this bright, no matter how much you actually know about it. The more you reconcile your heart with your own divinity, the easier it will be for you to feel and be that, and therefore activate a higher identity and activate a higher material reality. So as we come to the end of this activation, allow yourself to perceive the Ankh fully charged in your heart. And every time you struggle to feel that you are this sun, that you are this light, simply connect to the Ankh inside your heart. Wear your jewelry. Look at the drawing that you have charged now. Visual reminders, coded jewelry, are always very beneficial. So our human can tap into the embodiment of light more easily. It's a physical reminder. Take a few breaths. As we ask and request that all portals and gateways open for the session now be completely closed, only keeping for each and every human receiving this activation now what is organic and effortless for their own ascension path as sovereign divine beings of the light. Thanking Ra and Hathor, the earth and the sun, as well as you and your amazing team for co-creating with us today. These quantum journeys are epic. If you are watching this live, please, as you come back to full consciousness, stretch, have some water, Share in the comment how you received it. I'm happy to read about it. To know what was your experience. When you receive it on the replay, please also let me know. I love, love reading what you share. It helps me feel you so much more present. You know, I love channeling this activation because I can really feel everything that is happening. And to me, when we feel, it's like it's the proof, you know, because it's like it's freaking happening. But then, like, our lives are completely different. I can tell you, like, people who have received from me through different containers in the past, so like pathways or different online courses, my students in area. Basically, this activation today was only like 20 minutes. In my school of journaling, it was an entire hour. Because the frequency that I share here live can only be a drop of what I share in my private containers because of the level of support that is also available, because of the depth that we go into. So in Iria, we receive an hour of this transmission and I could barely function after. I was like, okay, took me a long time to reintegrate, but oh my goodness, how life-changing is this? Because, you know, when you know how to do these things for yourself, you are so free, so empowered. You have the tools literally ready in your hands to handle your ascension, your own healing, your own quantum travels in alternate realities and past lives. Because for me, when I do that, I started co-creating. So Hathor, I've been mentoring with Hathor for years now. That is not news, but like Ra, pretty recent. But because of my advanced psychic abilities and channeling abilities and also the embodiment that I now have of my own sovereign divine blueprint, it is so easy. I connect with Ra, I feel him, he gives me the download. Like sometimes I actually don't understand what the downloads are. But I know that it's going to take my human consciousness to adjust to receiving this very high level of frequency, but I know that it comes when it comes as well. And next thing you know, it's like I'm quantum leaping in new realities. It's been happening to me for years now. This is our true divine human nature. It is effortless communication. And the age of Aquarius, as we shared, is not necessarily just about technology, which is, it's awesome. You know, I love my computer, like I love fast internet and the things. Yes, that's part of the age of the Aquarius. But age of the Aquarius, what is it really? It is the understanding that what we are is a field of information. It is a field of information that is quantum and that we are continuously receiving and giving information in our microcosm and our macrocosm. And this is the infinity loop, infinity, continuously giving and receiving. That is the age of Aquarius. And I help you with that because this is what we share. We share about the sovereign embodiment of our multidimensionality through the body of work of the fractal dynamic system. So in everything that I share, all products from my coded library, online courses, and especially Area School of Channeling, of course, one-on-one sessions, it is always about you, your own empowerment, your own remembrance, how you do you in a unique way. So you can be the unique expression of God that you came here to be, not a copy-paste of me and the way I channel. No, the way you channel, the way you receive your information, the way you process information, the way you heal yourself, the way you heal others, the way you lead, the way you shine, the way you dance, the way you think, which is completely unique. There's no one else like you. There's only one you. So you are very special. You are so special. And the more you can embody who you are, the more you will own it in a way that is so humble. Because you will also know very well, as I know, that, yes, I'm very special. I'm the unique Sandrine of this reality. I'm the only one that channels this body of work, co-creating with my high council, leading the Golden Age spiritual ministry on this planet, a movement of accelerated evolution. But I'm also not special because there are also billions of special souls out there. And there are many now that are reawakening to their true purpose, to the sovereign that beings that they are. So we are all uniquely special. So it makes that none of us is actually special. You know where I'm going this with? Like, It's not an inflation of ego. It is working from the unified field of acknowledging with a peaceful heart that we are here to say yes, to be our unique self. And I can help you with that. Keep following me. Keep sharing. Keep commenting on YouTube, on Instagram, and on my podcast. Because the more you do that, the more you will receive my content. Because, of course, as we know, the algorithm will present it more to you. And as a reminder, I go live twice on YouTube now. Today, as well on Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. If you're in New Zealand, no. So Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is Wednesday, 12 p.m. New Zealand time. It's 10 a.m. in Australia, as I know that I have a big community in Australia. So twice on YouTube, and I also go live twice on Instagram, more because this can be broadcasted on Instagram. So as technology is catching up to my desire to share more, I was literally gifted that. I did not know before joining that I would also be able to broadcast on Instagram. So literally, the universe gave me what I wanted, which is effortless reach of the community that I love, you guys. Oh, thank you so much, Angie. Thank you, Harmony. I love this. Felt great, supercharged. Yes, I love this. Thank you so much. And here, Kavanessa, I felt and saw myself a big ball of light. Yes, you are, darling. You are such a big ball of light. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, Tissa Creech, nice to see you here. Thank you. I felt a lot of electrical currents in my sang neck and shanda and so much warmth spreading in my body. Very empowering. Yes, I love this. So much light flowing through you. Yes, Alex. I love the Tessock Rich present. It's so nice. You connect as a multidimensional being, Alex. I think many names. Ooh, I love this harmony. I'm going to show this because I was feeling my Syrian aspects big time. Great. You see, like reconnection with your multidimensional network can bring you so much closer to your star family, which, by the way, we all have many different connections with many different star races, right? There are some star races that we feel especially connected with because we spend a lot of time there. And the Syrians are behind me right now. Hathor is a Syrian star being as well. So I love this harmony. Thank you so much. Much gratitude to you. Thank you so much for joining this activation here live on YouTube and maybe Instagram as well. It's a pleasure to see you. I always love connecting with you all. Please continue joining live, like, share with your friends. We are here now. The momentum is here. So we need these messages that we are sharing to reach more people. So please share this video as it will be a replay on YouTube, hopefully on Instagram. I'm not quite sure how is that going to work, but please share that with your friends. They can receive it. You know, share the good word that they are multidimensional beings, that the ascension process can be easy, healing can be easy, all the things. Continue receiving. Many things are happening within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. We are expanding fast. At the moment, my greatest excitement is to show up live a lot for you guys. Next time I will go live, drum rolls, I will be offering free psychic readings. So join live on YouTube next time, which is again happening on Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is New Zealand time, Wednesday at... You see, I struggle with this. I am confused with the time because I'm spaced out because of the activation. So I share New Zealand time, 9 a.m. on Wednesday. So it is actually on Tuesday, 12 p.m. That is the thing. Now I remember. I got really confused. Sign up for my mailing list because then you are notified an hour in advance when I go live on YouTube, okay? Oh, these time zones. well, spaced out. It's challenging for my human brain. So yes, I will do a free psychic reading. So it means that the people that are live, you will be able to ask a question in the chat. I know that there is a function as well to bring someone on screen. So I might try that. If some of you wants to come on screen, that might also be possible. We will have a little play together with that. And you receive a free reading. So the free reading will be about 15, 20 minutes. I'm really excited because I haven't done that in years and it's always super awesome. So see you next time for a free reading. I send you lots of love. Remember to drink lots of water, to look after yourself. You are amazing. Take care. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.